Less waste, more jobs. It's the tagline Prime Minister Scott Morrison has associated with the annual National Plastics Summit that occurred at Parliament House in Canberra on Monday morning. Now, with the implementation of major new procurement guidelines to increase sustainability as an economic factor and discussions relating to improving Australia's recycling and collection systems, a more sustainable and plasticless Australia looms in front of us. But is this just wishful thinking? To speak more on the matter, we are joined now by Linda Scott, a councillor from the City of Sydney. Good morning.
Great to be with you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, to begin with, what was the goal of the National Plastics Summit?
Well, it was really important on Monday to have local governments from across Australia represented at the National Plastics Summit because, of course, councils manage most of that curbside waste we all put into the bins from our household. It's not the only part of the circular economy that we're all aiming for, where all our waste can either be avoided or reused, but councils have a really major part to play in with the state and federal governments shaping the future of a more sustainable way for our waste.
And one of the major announcements in the summit was in relation to the Commonwealth procurement rules to factor in recycled products. Now, how will this affect Australian industry with the application of sustainability and use of recycled materials as a new factor in determining value for money for businesses?
Well, it's a really important step. We know that it's going to be so important for the federal government to increase their procurement of recycled goods. We want to turn what's the waste in our bin into a product, not have it as a problem. And that means federal and state governments really significantly looking at their own procurement to see how they can purchase perhaps plastic that's been turned into something else, or the paper that's been recycled from our paper bins. We really, really need to see this action, and it's really quite urgent. Otherwise, we'll continue to see the trends that we've been seeing recently, which is that our waste is just increasing and unfortunately not reducing and not being able to be recycled as much as we would like.
And do you believe these new rules will funnel down to local councils and any listeners at home, what's happening with their recycling at home?
Well, certainly it is the case that councils are already doing all they can to increase their procurement of recycled goods. I know my own council, for example, at the City of Sydney, is working across our region with the Southern Region of Sydney Councils to look at taking the glass that we collect from people's curbside bins and have it manufactured into road base that we can then buy back to use on our footpaths or our gutters or the roads that we have in the City of Sydney. So councils are already doing this really important work, but of course we need everybody to try and, when they're out buying things, say it's a toy or, you know, whatever people are out buying, try to look and buy things when they're made from recycled goods. That will, of course, ensure that the waste we'll put into our bins at the curbside is being seen, again, as a product, not a problem.
And that's a really innovative way to recycle glass. I think that's so interesting. To hop on from local to the top dog, can you expand on what the Prime Minister Scott Morrison meant when he stated less waste, more jobs?
Well, we really welcome the Prime Minister's announcement that he's going to put forward some funding in the forthcoming federal budget for new recycling infrastructure. We've got a range of local governments around the state that are looking to invest in new waste infrastructure. We've got, for example, Dubbo, who's looking to build a new facility out in Western New South Wales so that they can manage their waste more efficiently and hopefully bring recycling to areas of Western New South Wales where it's not currently able to be conducted. So we hope that the Prime Minister is good to his word and will put up this money in the federal budget. He's also announced that the money will need to be matched by state governments and industry. For some time, we've been calling on the New South Wales government to reinvest the New South Wales waste levy The waste levy is something we all pay through our council rates, but that money goes straight to the state government. Last year alone, it was nearly $800 million in 1 year.
Wow.
And the overwhelming majority of that money is not used for the purpose which it was collected. It's not used to support recycling and a more sustainable approach to our waste. So we know the state government has some funding there that it could use. We're urging Matt Keane and the state government to put that funding forward to match the Commonwealth, and so that we can start to create some new industries in New South Wales. And of course, this means jobs. It means that, for example, if you were to see a new plant in Dubbo or in Cessnock in New South Wales, it would mean jobs for those areas where we know workforces are transitioning away from, for example, in Cessnock coal mining. They could move in a just transition to a more sustainable industry around recycling and managing our waste more sustainably. So councils really are at the forefront of this really practical action on climate change, both in terms of reusing the waste that we collect for everybody, but also transitioning our economy in a really just way to jobs that are actually just better for our environment and more sustainable, but of course, keeping people employed.
It makes a lot of sense, and hopefully we see a lot of positive change happening because of the National Plastic Summit and into the future. We're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so very much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
That was Linda Scott, a councillor from the City of Sydney Council, speaking with us here on The Daily this morning about the National Plastics Summit that occurred at Parliament House on Monday and the future of sustainability. Interesting one there.